Legally blind, an Ivy League graduate, a marathon runner, a second-generation politician, and only the fourth African-American to be governor in the United States, and the first for New York. As if that weren't enough to get your attention about 53-year-old David Paterson, how about until about a week ago, very few people outside of New York had ever heard of him. Then came along Client 9 and, well, you know the rest. David Paterson will be Lieutenant Governor no more as of 1 p.m. Eastern Time on March 17th. From then on, you can call him Governor. Someone who has followed Paterson's career long before last week is Eleanor Tatum. She is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the Harlem-based newspaper, The Amsterdam News. Eleanor, nice to talk to you.
It's very good to be with you this morning.
So he has been described as affable, as someone who is easy to get along with. He's also someone who was born into the business of politics. What is it about Paterson's career that can be pinpointed to him being raised around a dad who was a former state senator and a secretary of state and part of the so-called Harlem clubhouse of the 60s?
Well, you see, David Paterson, yes, he did grow up in the Harlem political movement, so to speak, but he also made a way for himself that is very clear. You can see that he has been in public service for over 20 years now and is a name all on his own, and he's not just Basil Paterson's son.
Now, a lot of people how long has he been blind? He had an infection during infancy that left him blind in his left eye, partially sighted in his right. What role, if any, has his lack of sight played in his professional philosophy and the way he grew up?
Well, I think what his lack of sight has done has made him see things in a very different way because he's had to compensate. And so, you know, as I've said before, he sees more with his ears than most of us will ever see with our eyes. He has a keen knack for being able to comprehend and understand what things around him look like through his hearing.
You know, it's an accomplishment to go to a good college and also go to law school, but also to do this while you're not sighted. How did he get through? Did he have friends that he worked with? Did he...
Well, I would assume, and I don't really know about his college years, but, you know, the schools do have accommodations for people with disabilities. And, you know, his 20 years in the in state government, you know, he's had readers and whatnot that have helped him in accommodations so that he is able to know what's going on in the news, know what's going on in the papers that he needs to read, to look at the bills and whatnot. And, you know, it's what anyone else with a disability goes through in college. It's no different. You know, there are people that read for you.
Sure. I actually work part-time as volunteering in one of these organizations, and it's amazing the retention that some people have. Let's move on.
They have to compensate in different ways. You know, like where you and I will read something, and then if we need to, we'll read it again, you know, an hour later. You know, they are able to comprehend so much and hold so much information. Now, I worked with David Paterson on David Dinkins' campaign for borough president in 1983, and he would come into the office, and I would read him 10 messages with telephone numbers, and he would remember every single telephone number and every single message and call every single person back without ever having to ask me again what any of the messages were.
What has been Paterson's greatest political achievement thus far?
Well, I just think the fact that he's been able to do what he's been able to do in terms of not letting his disability hamper him, and it has actually become an ability in some ways because he's been able to show New York and, you know, other places that someone that is not sighted can accomplish anything that they put their mind to.
What is his political Achilles heel?
Well, he is an independent spirit, and there are some people that do not like some of the ways that he has gone on certain issues, and
for example, what was one issue?
I think that the media may start to play into those things.
Was there one particular issue that people raised their eyebrows about that he got behind?
There have been some issues with the police department that have been an issue for some people, the shoot to wound rather than shoot to kill. And you know, for people in the black community, it's a very important issue, and it's a lot of something that I think a lot of people backed. The police department, on the other hand, doesn't really like that issue.
He's been described as friendly and a work across the aisle type of guy. I want to play a little bit of a clip of David Paterson from his press conference on Thursday.
We will all commit ourselves in a bipartisan way to building a relationship that will restore the public trust in our government.
Now, one very cynical reporter said that he might be overwhelmed by what that reporter described as political predators in New York State politics. From what your experience has been with him, is the too nice a guy persona
a
problem?
He's dealt with these folks for the last 20 years. He knows them. And he knows how to stand up to them. And as I said, he's very independent. And he's not going to let them rattle him at all.
So you think that is an overblown prediction by some folks?
I think the fact is the media doesn't know him at all.
Right.
They haven't bothered to get to know him. Now that he's governor, well, now they say, oh, I guess we need to figure out who this guy is. But the fact is the community knows him. And we know what he can do, and we know what he has done, and we know that he's going to do great things as governor. But the fact is, the mainstream media, they have no idea who David Paterson is.
Eleanor Tatum is publisher and editor-in-chief of the Amsterdam News. Thanks, Eleanor, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Coming up, Netta Ulube from NPR sends us a postcard from South by Southwest. Stay tuned to the NPR News, the Bryant Park Project. Thanks.